Well, family, it is so good. It's so good to be with you on this Thursday. And you know, Thursday is whatever day you come up with it. It's Thursday, it's Dr. P on the pod. And if you are joining us on a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday, a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, it's still Thursday. And it's me, Dr. P. On the pod.
Dr. P on the pod, yeah.
I am so glad that you are joining me wherever you are. You might be in your car, you might be at home, but wherever you are, I just want to just take a minute before we begin our conversation today, just to say thank you. We are now at the end of 2023, going into the holiday season. A matter of fact, we're already in the holiday season. And I just want to thank you. It's just, I'm grateful for all of you who, you know, tune in to the podcast on the week. And every week you open up Sunday Morning Health Corner and share that. You show up at our events around the country. And you know, this is our 36th year. Some of you have been doing this for 36 years with the bomb in Gilead and with this little teeny weeny little idea that God placed in my mind and in my heart. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And I'm sure if you went to a table like mine, oh my God. Every person I know had too much food. I'm like, is there any food left in the grocery store? There was so much food. And, you know, folks who cook, they cook for an army of people. But I enjoyed it. I spent it with my cousin in South Carolina and just enjoyed the fellowship, enjoyed the memories, because I am from a family of a whole lot of aunts and uncles and a whole lot of first cousins. And now we are down to where I am, the elder, and there's only three first cousins left from a slew of first cousins. And so, you know, there's a lot of gratitude in that. There's a lot of memories in that. And there's a lot of thank you, Jesus, for that. And there is a lot of just gratitude for the journey. So it was great to spend Thanksgiving with my first cousin and to share great memories when we were children and making a plan. We'd be sitting around the Thanksgiving table, making a plan of a getaway as soon as dinner was over. And now we sit around the table, not making a plan, but just happy that God's plan has kept us. And we are yet grateful to sit around the table and talk about children and grandchildren and memories and thank the ancestors. So like me, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And I'm looking forward to all the holidays. You know, here we go. This is holiday season, isn't it? Holiday season. I mean, you know, it's kind of interesting this time of year, because this is the time of year when we're here, we're like, thank God we made it again. And we start preparing for these holidays. We spend a whole bunch of money, even when we say we're not going to spend any, we still do, one way or the other. And then when the holidays are over, we move through the year. And by God's grace, we are here, here again, looking forward to the years ahead and just thanking God. I cannot thank God enough. Thank God for those folks who were with us last year and they're not with us this year on this side of the Jordan. But we know that they are still with us. I know for those who had to depart this side of the Jordan, I'm still locked in with my ancestors and friends and family who had to make their departure. But the holidays are just so exciting. They're just, I want to say, use the word exciting, but I don't think exciting is the word. For me, it's just filled with gratitude. You know, Hanukkah starts this next week, next Thursday, December the 7th. And I think Hanukkah, you know, is a festive Jewish holiday. And, you know, I want to lift up all of us to join in this year's Hanukkah celebration. And even though we may not be Jewish, you know, we pray every day. We pray for the people of Israel, and we pray for the people of Palestine. And I don't want to get into the politics of any of it, but it does not matter. God's people are God's people. And if you love people, if you love God, then you, I pray, love God's people. So I'm looking forward to lighting and going through the eight nights of lighting candles and Hanukkah, December the 7th through the 15th. And I'm lighting those candles this year, just in joining in solidarity with not just Israel, but Israel and the people of Palestine, because we affirm peace on earth. If ever there was a time, we need to affirm all of us as we light all of our candles, regardless of what holiday we're celebrating, Christmas or Hanukkah, we need to light every candle with an intentional prayer of, Lord, let there be peace on earth. Wars, rumors of wars, people just taking guns and shooting people. And it's just, you know, these are just troubled times. And every time I say that, I'm reminding of my grandmama. My grandmama used to say, Nessa, these are troubling times. And I think that on this side of the Jordan, every day, we are reminded of troubling times. And I believe that we, the believers, we have to intentionally affirm peace on earth, and may God's love, purified love, rain down on the earth. So please join me in celebrating Hanukkah this year, December the 7th through the 17th. If you don't know what Hanukkah is, look it up. But it's a festive time of lighting cameras and celebrating the Jewish tradition. And in my heart of hearts, I love all religion. I love God. And because I love God, I embrace all of God's religions, Christian, Muslims, Jewish, Baha'i, Yemaya, Shango. I just love God. And I love God however God shows up. And that's me. I just love God and how God expresses God's self in our worship of him. So we're excited about Hanukkah, and then we're going down to Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Christ, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And I'm looking forward to being home for the holidays. Deck the halls of joy. Holly, I don't know about the holly, but definitely joy. Probably will do a little cooking. I don't think not too much. But you never know. I always say I'm not going to do too much cooking. But I don't have a lot of folks coming in this year, I don't think. They always start there, but then they show up, and then we have a whole lot of food and a whole lot of festive. But it's going to be festive in my heart. I'm looking forward to a quiet holiday and just joy and rest. Whew, because it's been a interesting year, a whole lot is going on, and I am really, really looking forward to some aura. And of course, coming off of Christmas, we move right into Kwanzaa, December 6th through January the 1st, where we're still lighting candles. We're still lighting candles, and you know all of our principles of Kwanzaa that takes us right to January 1, when it is the day of our faith. So again, you know, as we light all the candles throughout this year, let us be mindful. Let us intentionally pray for peace on earth, peace on earth. So, you know, the conference, Healthy Churches 2030 conference, it was over the top, in my opinion. You know, I'm a little biased. because we worked so hard. And I just want to, as always, thank my team, the Balm and Gilead, my staff, my consultants, my everything. And you know, I tell you every week that I have the greatest team in the whole wide world. And that is no joke. I send my love and gratitude out to them every single day. I just love them and thank them. Thank them for a tremendous conference. Well done. And thank you for those of you who joined us for the conference. We had over 2,000 people to register. Thank you for registering. And if you didn't catch all of the conference, if you registered, you have access to that whole platform. You can go back over and over and over and over and over again and see everything up until May 2024. That's right. You can go and, you know, in your leisure, go and turn it on your computer or your phone and watch every session right up until May 24th. So you have 6 months, more or less, to get fill up with this. I mean, the conference was just absolutely over the top. One might ask what were highlights for me, and I probably would say the entire conference. But, you know, I think that we had, I know we had some of the most renowned speakers on the planet. From Bishop Yvette Flunder to Bishop Rudolph McKissick to Reverend Dr. Jamal Bryant to Reverend Dr. Brandon Crawley. I mean, we had it was just off the top. And I want to thank all of, you know, our leaders, our Episcopal leaders who came through and gave a shout out, gave a conference greeting. I just thank the AME church denomination, the AME Zion and the CME for their leadership, for all the missionaries, for all the presiding elders, for all the members, and not just the Methodist denominations, but for everybody, the Baptists, the Pentecostals, the Apostolic, all of y'all, you know, that's the beauty of the Healthy Churches Conference. Health and wellness don't know nothing about your religion. Health and wellness knows nothing about your religion. And this is a place where we truly can come together and learn together. I was a highlight. Another highlight was, you know, Dr. Craig Cole and Dr. Robert Wynn. And we had so many. I don't really want to talk about names because I know I'm just messing up now, because we had some of the most renowned research scientists and medical doctors on the planet. And for me to start talking about one or two might mess me up. But just, you know, just knowing the interventions, new interventions in health was very important. And I, you know, my heart is in making sure that we, the Black people, get the latest information on medical technology, that we are equipped when we go into the doctor, that we know what to ask for, that we know to ask for the standard of care, you know, that we are not the last to know, or when it's too late, that we now find out, or someone didn't tell us about what we should have known, you know, a year earlier or 6 months earlier or whatever. That's so, so very important to me and to the work of the Balm in Gilead. So the highlight was just everything. And I can't, you know, I'm sure that for those of you who were with us, you have highlights, and we would love to hear from you. You know, please take a minute and go to, send us an email. Send us an email, info@balmandgilead.org. And for those of you who have already sent an email and told us that you, how much you enjoyed the conference, thank you so much. And if you have something to say on how we can be better, you know, please let us know what we can do to get better. Because we don't, perfection is what we strive for. Yep, we strive to be perfect. That's right. At the Balm in Gilead, we strive to be perfect. We don't necessarily get it right, and we know that we have room to grow. And because we have room to grow, we strive for perfection. So please take a minute and go to your email and send us an email at info@balminggilead.org. O-R-G. And so here we go. Here we go. We're looking forward to next year. But before we get to next year, we're going to be at, let's see, we got a peripheral artery workshop coming up in Atlanta, Georgia at Beulah Baptist Church. At Beulah Baptist Church on December the 9th and 10th. And this is a special one because our peripheral artery disease screening unit is going to be there. Our peripheral artery screening unit is going to be at Beulah Baptist Church in Atlanta on December 9th and 10th. We'll also have a workshop at the church on December the 10th. And please, if you're in the Atlanta area, come out. The address is 170 Griffin Street. 170 Griffin Street. That's Beulah Baptist Church. Beulah Baptist Church, December the 9th and 10th, 170 Griffin Street. Please come out and learn more about peripheral artery disease. And peripheral artery disease, you know, we've been doing this now. We did it. We were all up in Chicago and we've been all up in Atlanta all year. And because, you know, African Americans, we still have the highest rates of getting our toes and feet and arms and legs and our limbs amputated. And it doesn't have to be that way anymore. So it is very important, very important. If you're in the Atlanta area, please come and see us at Beulah Baptist Church, December 9th through the 10th at 170 Griffin Street. And we are off into 2024. Oh, my goodness. 2024. 24. Here we go. With God's grace, here we go. We're looking forward to our 5-city roadmap tour next year. For those of you who saw us on the roadmap tour this year in 23, you know, we were in, where were we? Good God have mercy. Where were we? We were in Charlotte, Atlanta, Birmingham, Charleston, and Charleston. Maybe that's it. But we had a phenomenal time seeing you, and we were focused on the South. Well, next year we're going West. We are going West. I don't have the dates to share with you, but in January, I will have those dates. We're going all the way over to California. All the way over to California, we're going to stop in between and see you. And I hope that you will come and see us. We're going to be at a city near you indeed. That's our roadmap tour, Forwarding the Black Health Agenda. And then, of course, you know, we always have something exciting coming up because God gives me a new idea every day. So we'll be giving you lots of opportunities to just embrace us and just learn more about how we, the Black people, get healthy. I want to thank those congregations who are doing their health ministry. You know, we are launching our health ministry seminars on Facebook. I don't have that date, but please go to our website. I think it's January the 9th, I think. But it's your health ministries. If you have a health ministry or if you don't have one, please go to our website and then get the information to join our health ministry network. We'll be bringing you workshops and discussions on health ministry, I think, every week, I think. But please, it is so essential that we, the church must lead the efforts in our community of getting folks healthy. The folks in our pulpits, the folks in our pews, the folks in our community, we need health soldiers. We need health soldiers who are getting information, who know the information, who can inspire and who can provide support to people who are really challenged with health issues. And that probably is all of us. All of us at some point in time are challenged with a health issue. So thank you so much. If you've joined us, congregations, and for those who haven't, please join us. And if you're listening and you know about the bomb in Gilead, and you know congregations who are not aware of us, help us. Share our information so they too can get our Sunday morning health corner every week. They too can get information on webinars and all of the work that we do at the bomb in Gilead. And I want to thank our sponsors. You know, we certainly could not do this conference without our sponsors. We couldn't, you know, charge this minimum fee without our sponsors. And our sponsors are so important to us for this conference, as well as those who are with us throughout the year. Our diamond sponsors, AARP, Amgen, Bristol Myers Squibb, and Janssen, Johnson & Johnson. Our gold sponsors, Astellas, Pfizer, and Alnylam. Our silver sponsor, Vertex. Our bronze sponsor, ABC, that's Association of Black Cardiologists, GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, and Biogen. And our friend sponsor, the Mayo Clinic. Thank you so very much to our sponsors. We love you, we bless you, and Lord knows we appreciate you. We are excited about 2024. It's going to be an exciting year, which is why I am going to go and get some rest. I'm going to sign off today. Today is going to be my sign off for 2023. And then I am going to come back to you in January, ready to go. And I know you all are clapping for me right now that I am taking some time to rest. You know, wellness is a virtue. And one of the things we must do for wellness is to get rest. So I am going to take a dose of my own medicine and give you some love, some great love, some good loving right now, and wish you the best of all of the holidays. Thank you so much for all that you have shared with the bomb in Gilead this year. And we are excited. We are excited on how God is going to show up in 2024, because we bear witness that God always shows up. And when he shows up abundantly with blessings. He blesses us abundantly. I pray your strength. I pray your wellness. I pray that the desires of your heart will be made known to you, and to all of your prayers will be heard and become fruitful. Thank you so much from my heart to yours. Don't forget to join me in lighting those candles throughout this holiday season, starting with Hanukkah. You don't have to be of Jewish faith. Let us just come together and join together in lighting candles and praying intentionally for peace on earth. Hey, it's Thursday. And if it's Thursday, it's your girl, Dr. P, on the pod. And she's signing off for 2023, but she's going to be right back at you in 2024. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Happy holidays to you. And we will see you in 2024. God bless you. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.